phenomenally. We're starting a new Torah in Rabbeinu, new week, new Torah. And Rabbeinu is telling us something that is really deep. He's talking about a field that is in the upper world. And we have to know that whenever somebody's talking about a field, in Judaism, fields are a big deal. If it's when Yitzchak is blessing Yaakov and he says, "You smell like the field," the field, my son smells like the field that God blessed. Yitzchak goes out to daven in the field. There's a lot going on in the field that Avram buys from Ephron. Fields play a big deal. Now we have to understand that a field is not just anything. There's a field, there's a place of potential, a place where things can happen, can occur. A field right now is just an empty lot that can eventually become an orchard or a vineyard or any other thing which gives it a lot of potential. And even today, when we talk about scientifically, we're talking about an energy field, a magnetic field. Why are we calling it a field? Field is a place where potential occurs. And when we talk about fields in Judaism, we have to always remember, should spark some excitement, because we're talking about something that is deep. There's further can go into it. But the fact that we have so many mitzvot that pertain to a field, I mean, a whole entire Seder in Zeraim, a sixth of the Torah Shebaal Peh, is focused on fields and specific mitzvot that exist in a field, ases and lotases, whether it's peah, leket, shichicha, or kilayim. A field is a place where a person is connecting to the true essence. When Hashem asks Adam Arishon, "What's your name?" Adam says, "I am Adam, because I came from the Adama." Is that right? So if the pairing of Ish is with Isha, the pairing of Adam, humanity, is with Adama, the earth. And the question is, what is our relationship with it? What's our relationship with the field? And Menachem says, there's a field. There's a field where the neshamas go. And there's a gardener of that field. And we have to connect to this. And in a way, there are souls, there are some sort of vegetation that's outside the field that is trying to get in, and it can't get in, can't find a way into the field. And that's a very scary thought. So if we think about it this way, same way, when I take a seed of an apple, I put it in the ground and it rots. After the rotting process, it starts growing and it grows a beautiful tree. Now, an apple seed grows in this world, but when a person, chas v'shalom, is ready to leave this world, you plant his body in the ground, and when it rots, it grows a beautiful neshama, but not in this garden, rather in Gan Eden, in the Garden of Eden. Right? The seed in this world sprouts in the next. It's called the Garden of Eden. And there are some people who are not entering the garden for various reasons. Some of them sad. They weren't worthy. They're not willing to be part of a garden. They're not willing to integrate. They're not willing to grow. And yet, there's a gardener whose job is to try to bring them into the garden, try to bring them back in. Now, when you think about this idea of a field, in Hebrew, the word siach means vegetation, but also means sicha, conversation. And the word etza is a tree, but it's also advice. There's something about the vegetative world that is very much connected to our conversational world, our world of advice. And it's the great advisors, these great gardeners, their job is to take care of the garden. And sometimes they're busy fixing neshamas that are not in the garden. I mean, you might think there's a tzaddik sitting in some basement learning Kabbalistic ideas, and how is he bettering the world? And the answer is, he might not be bettering this world. He might be focused so much on getting these other neshamas that are outside the garden in the garden. What does this mean to us? It's very esoteric. It's very way out there. And Rabbi Nachman is obviously going to try to tell us how this pertains to me and my life. But for now, we have to understand that there's these gardeners and we have to connect to them. We have to connect to them now, not wait till then when we're outside the garden trying to get in. Chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom. Not that anybody would be outside the garden. But chas v'shalom, that somebody's stuck outside the Garden of Eden. And he's trying to get the attention of the gardener who's busy maintaining the garden and taking care of the vegetative life that's in the garden. And if we're able to connect to these tzaddikim already now, then we're going to be saving ourselves a lot of agony while we're trying to get into the garden, chas v'shalom, if we're outside. That is the most shallow connection of like, okay, well, let me connect to the true tzaddikim now so I can, save myself later. That's a shallow level. There's a much deeper level. Right now, just understand this concept. Obviously, there's more. Should be zocheh.